top of the fourth. First two hits of the day and the first two runs for Marion have come home, and they now lead 2-1 as Taylor Wilson in the bottom third of the Trojan order will lead off this fourth stanza. Elimination game here. The loser's season in the Crossroads League tournament will come to a close. The winner gets Indiana Wesleyan tomorrow in the first of what could be two championship games, depending on who wins game number one in this double elimination tournament. Wilson 0-1. McPherson misses away for a ball. Taylor's left five runners stranded today. They've out-hit Marion 4-2. But the Trojans still in search of their first extra base hit here of the contest. Off the end of the bat, Wilson to right field, sprinting in and making the catch above her head is Maddie Foster. Good swing there from Wilson, but right at the right fielder. Wilson now 0-2 here in the ballgame. There's one out for Taylor here in the fourth, trailing by one. And it brings up the catcher, Ashton Whitman, as she tries to collect her first hit here at the Crossroads League tournament. First one paints the outside corner from McPherson for a strike. Whitman now 0-12 at the plate here after flying out to Foster in right field. Her only time up in the second as the clouds have rolled in here with one out in the fourth. Inside fools Whitman as she swings and misses. The bottom dropped out by McPherson. Quickly two strikes to the Taylor catcher, Ashton Whitman. Let's see if McPherson wants to go to the other batter's box again here against Whitman. Nope, down the middle. That Whitman will chop foul. Still no balls, two strikes. Caitlin Grimm, the right fielder, is on deck as Taylor tries to get a runner on here, down 2-1 in the bottom of the fourth. McPherson readies and comes home. Opposite batter's box, a little flare right side. Nice diving catch by Cadel at second. Off the end of the bat, the ball just didn't die in enough time, and Whitman retired for the second time here against Marion, and it'll be Caitlin Grimm trying to extend the bottom of the fourth.
Now batting right fielder, Caitlin Grimm.
Nicely done there by Cadel at second to cover a whole mess of ground and retire the Trojan catcher. Two outs for Grimm. First one down the left field line, but foul. Because Grimm, the right fielder who collided with Tucker on that two RBI triple that made a triple for Sierra Norman and turned a 1-0 deficit into a 2-1 lead for the Knights. Second one to Grimm, low and away, opposite batter's box, 1-1. Grimm reached on the missed play ground ball by Cadel, the second baseman, that kickstarted that one run bottom of the second with West and Kara Tucker following with singles. That scored the pinch running Brindle, who ran for Grimm. Third one, again to the opposite batter's box, 2-1. Good job by Stotts. Very calm, cool, and collected behind home plate. Didn't even need to slide all the way over to get in front of the ball. Just threw the glove out and snagged it. Sun comes out from behind the clouds a little bit. 2-1, swing and a miss at one low, and Grimm will get ready for a 2-2 pitch with two outs here in the fourth. Nobody on, two gone. Grimm sits on a breaking ball that misses high for ball number three. Full count as Grimm tries to extend the bottom of the fourth with two outs and the base is empty. Taylor trailing 2-1 here in the bottom of the fourth. The payoff pitch, Grimm off the end of the bat. That one will bounce underneath Phillips at third. First hit of the day for Grimm, and the Trojans hoping the same magic that they got in the second when Grimm got on with two outs and then Weston Tucker followed with singles. All hits have been singles today for TU. And the top of the order comes up for the slap-hitting West as Marion head coach Scott Fleming in his 18th season comes out and directs things defensively for the Marion Knights. West is 2-for-2 today, so a good spot for here in the fourth. Opposite batter's box, snagging it back across the corner of the plate is Stotts for a called strike. A single to center and a ground ball single to the left side for West here this afternoon in the first and the second. Two outs. The tying run is Grimm at first. West will try to slap her way on. The bottom drops out of the ball and hits the outside corner for nothing and two. And now it's the Taylor dugout that is perplexed by the strike zone. Nothing and two as West steps in. Trying to measure herself for where she thinks the ball might come here. McPherson trying to get out of the inning with no damage done. This one all the way in the other county. It's 1-2. Bottom of the fourth, Taylor trailing for the first time today after Marion scored two runs on the Norman triple earlier in the fourth. A ball and two strikes to West with Grimm the tying runner at first. Inside, West pulls to the right side, and Cato will get their snag and throw to first. Dropping the ball is Norman. That would have been out number three, but another error by Cato has got two runs on for the Trojans as West Speed might have hurried the throw from Cato at second. Off the bat, it looked like West was going to be there with ease. Then Cato found an extra gear, scooped the ball off the dirt, but then rushed the throw as Norman dropped it at first. And the error has got two on for the senior, Kara Tucker. First one, Tucker rips it, but pulls it to the left, foul. Tucker had the huge insurance hit for Taylor when they defeated Marion here on the home field earlier this season. As she tries to come back from after having the wind knocked out of her earlier in this inning, as she ran into Grimm on what became the Norman 2 RBI triple. First and second, Grimm at second, West behind her at first. Horan shading a little bit to her right, our left now goes back to more straightaway center. 0-1, misses hitting Tucker, it's 1-1. Kara's the only RBI producer of the day for Taylor. Her RBI single scored Brindle back in the second. She's got Grimm at second here, who Brindle pinch ran for. But the Trojans now down 2-1 with two outs in the fourth. Third one from McPherson. Tucker rips it, but this one sails to the end of the Taylor dugout. One ball, two strikes. Tucker has found what she wants against McPherson. This has not been able to straighten it out. Bottom of the fourth, two on and two out for the senior, Kara Tucker, with the clouds rolling in here to Upland, Indiana. Righty versus righty matchup. The tying run is at second. The go-ahead run is at first for the senior, Kara Tucker. A ball and two strikes from McPherson. Tucker off the end of the bat. Little flare. It will land in for a hit in front of Foster. They're going to wave Grimm around from second. The throw comes in. Cut off. Grimm slides. Safe! And we're tied at two as Tucker delivers another clutch hit against Marion here in her senior season. Time is called as they will dust the plate off. A little loop that landed in front of Foster in right field. And Grimm comes hustling around from second, and the game is now level at two. And another unearned run is charged here to McPherson. So now West, with her excellent speed, is at second. If Evans can get one to the outfield, you know West is going to get the wave around from second. But Evans 0 for 2 today, the starting pitcher against her counterpart McPherson. First pitch bouncing left side. It was not touched by the hustling Phillips. Thankfully for her, because it went foul. A strike to Evans. And now all the juice here at Gutekunst Field has come back to those occupying the third base dugout. West at second, Tucker behind her. Tucker's driven in the two runs for Taylor today to tie the game at two in this elimination game. A strike to Evans is 0 for 2 on the day. Pitch misses the outside corner, 1-1. The pitch count climbing to the upper 80s for McPherson. The next one will be number 89. Two on and two outs for the power hitting Evans. The 1-1 for McPherson. Inside, fighting it off to the left, and it'll be pulled foul by Evans and one up near the chin, 1-2. The game even at two. Evans trying to find her first hit here against Marion and her first hit of the day. As she went 0 for 3 against Mount Vernon Nazarene earlier, she's 0 for 2 right here. Struck out swinging her last time up against McPherson. And that's the only strikeout for the Marion right-hander today. One ball and two strikes with two on and two gone. Inside, good lean out of the way from Evans. Big lead for West at second with no one there to cover. It's 2-2. So it looks like West has got her normally good jump set to go at second base if Evans can get one into play. 2-2 for McPherson. Evans into the air towards right field, going back. Foster looks up. It's a three-run home run to the first row of cars. First hit of the day for Matty Evans, and it gives the Trojans a 5-2 lead as the dugout comes exploding onto the dirt here at Gudekunst Field. 5-2, the Taylor lead, and the end of the line comes for Abigail McPherson. 4 in the fourth, the new pitcher in for Marion next.